There are two kinds of black holes. There are stellar-sized black holes, stars that are perhaps more than 5 times the mass of the sun are potential places where black holes can form, according to present theory at least. We don't understand this very well. And then there are black holes at the centers of galaxies, and those are much more massive. Those are as massive as 100 million suns. The infrared is probably not the very best way of making observations on the stellar black holes. The stellar black holes tend to be detected, if they're detected at all, by what are called accretion disks. Disks of material that is spiraling into the black holes, attracted by the gravity, but the material that still has enough angular momentum so that it'll form a disk first, and then onto that disk, which is very compact, other material falls and hits it with such an impact that X-rays are emitted. So the X-ray astronomers are the people who are studying those most effectively today. The much larger black holes at the centers of galaxies heat. They also have disks around them, and those disks then become very hot gas. They don't give off a tremendous amount of infrared radiation, but on the other hand, they often are obscured by dust clouds. So optical radiation, visible light, does not pass through, and infrared observations can look at that disk then. It's not that the disk emits preferentially at infrared wavelengths, but that we can look at it through the surrounding dust clouds. So there is a contribution there that the infrared can make.